This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nationwide protests against the Trump administration happening. This demonstration in Raleigh, North Carolina. This protester in Washington.
What really pushed us to come to D.C. right now is the no due process for people like Kilmar Garcia. It just sets a really, really scary precedent if we can just send anybody we want overseas and not give them any due process.
An emergency Supreme Court ruling puts a temporary stop to the administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. It comes after Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador with a migrant deported to a prison there.
Saying that the president shouldn't be posting information on social media or rattling off information in press conferences. If he has evidence against him, present it in court.
ABC's Selena Wang. Russian attacks continue despite the Easter truce declared by President Putin, says Ukraine's president. This is ABC News. The New York Auto Show is scaled down this year, matching the mood of car makers, says ABC's Wayne Cabot.
The auto industry wondering if these shiny new vehicles will be dinged by the Trump administration's 25% industry tariff. Cox Automotive data show consumers were out in force last month, trying to scoop up available cars, trucks, and SUVs before price increases. Sales were up month over month, 29.6%. What happens next month, no dealer knows. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Just in time for Easter, a historic New York City church reopening just around the corner from the old building, more than 4 years after a devastating fire forced it to close.
We would never have asked for a fire, but we had one. And the blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
Reverend Jackie Lewis, senior pastor of Middle Collegiate Church in Manhattan's East Village. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications. modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some showers possible in the afternoon and evening, high mid-50s. Still some rain around Monday morning. Mostly cloudy for Monday afternoon, a high in the low 50s. Currently it's 56.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. First up this hour, we'll go to a segment from Matt and Air on Air. And this week, Jane and Greg welcomed on Deborah Cronmiller, the Executive Director for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. She joins the show to talk about the SAVE Act, a voting bill that would make it significantly harder for some in this country to cast a ballot. It was passed last week in the House, and although it still awaits a vote in the Senate, the bill is already having an impact.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck. And Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball action tonight. Tigers at the Brewers. The broadcast starts at 6:05. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio. On WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and in Hayward, WBZH. The crew hosting the Tigers tonight. The game starts at 6:05. We are joined by Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters. Deb, we've had a lot of listeners coming in with questions for you, so it's going to be a busy couple of segments, but good morning and thanks for making time for us. How are you?
Well, good morning and thank you for having me. SAVE Act is a big deal, let's talk.
It really is. So the SAVE Act passed in the House last week. This is something that was in Project 2025, in case people are not familiar, because yes, they are instituting things in under the Trump administration that were in Project 2025. But one of the first questions we got was from a listener I will call Jane, for example, so that we don't have to use her name. So here is her question, Deb. If a woman has a valid passport with both her maiden and married names on it, is this enough documentation to prove I am who I am? So say, for example, my name is Jane Ann Matner Clooney. Just as an example. Jane Ann Matner Clooney, but my birth certificate says Jane Ann Matner. Would that be enough for me to bring to my polling place, and would they accept that?
Short answer, yes. The SAVE Act, as it passed the House, indicates that there are three sets of documents that will enable you to prove citizenship. One of them is a passport. So as long as you are holding a passport, you will be able to vote. The other two are your naturalization papers, if you are naturalized, and passports and birth certificate.
Okay.
Got to have a birth certificate. So, but keep in mind that though that sounds on its surface, okay, you know, we all had a birth certificate, most of us maybe have a passport. If we're naturalized, we know where our naturalization papers are. Should be a no-brainer. Tribal IDs will no longer count. Tribal IDs do not state your birthplace. So now a member of a tribe in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation will have to subsequently prove where they were born. And, that may or may not be easy for folks. Somebody who has lost their passport or has lost their birth certificate, maybe through a natural disaster. Maybe their parent had it and never gave it to them. They just don't have their birth certificate. So we think about the exceptions to the rules. And the SAVE Act, beyond just having these three very limiting pieces of citizenship proof, it takes away other intrinsic voting rights. For instance, in Wisconsin, we can register to vote online. The SAVE Act specifically will disallow that, so there's no more online registration. You have to present in person to your clerk one of those three pieces of documentation to be able to ensure that you can register to vote. Every time you move, you will have to do that. So now let's suppose you live in a rural Wisconsin county. Your clerk doesn't maintain regular office hours because she works very part-time and works out of her kitchen. How are you going to, as a senior perhaps, moving from senior independent living to senior assisted living to senior nursing living? Each of those moves, your address changes. Each of those moves, now you will be compelled to go to your clerk's office and show your new address and your proof of citizenship.
And that would hold, Deb, even if I'm going to be staying within the same county. Just with the change of address, that is going to be enough. That you change address, doesn't matter if you move, if you're staying in the same county, you're staying in the same city. If your address changes, you have to show up in person to re-register again.
Whereas right now, say I live downtown in the city of Madison and I'm in a high-rise apartment building and I'm on the second floor, something opens up on the 10th floor and I want it, so I move up there. Right now, I just have to inform the clerk that I moved to a new unit number at the same address. In the future, I would have to go to the clerk's office to show that I have moved to this new address and again present one of those three pieces of citizenship proof.
Well, and the other thing too that I'm hearing from you, Deb, is, you know, a lot of people don't have their birth certificate, the one with the raised stamp on that, and people don't have passports. Granted, the argument might be, well, let's just get your it's your birth certificate. You can go get one. That costs money. That means in order to vote, you have to pay for a document. If you want a passport, that's even more expensive. That is, and it's a time-consuming process because you have to go, apply, get a picture, send it in, wait, get it. And then you spent money on this in order to vote. That has been said before. We'll say it's a poll tax.
It's quite exclusionary. There's no questions about that. My friend Jay Heck over at Common Cause Wisconsin yesterday put out a piece that I found to be very interesting. He did some research here in the state of Wisconsin. And according to his numbers, 3,269,361 individuals in Wisconsin have no passport.
Yep. Say the number again, please.
3,269,361 individuals living in Wisconsin do not have a passport. So all of those now will be forced either to get a passport or to make sure they have a copy of their birth certificate and the other ID that would be necessary to accompany that birth certificate. So this is in addition, in Wisconsin, our ID laws and proof of residency requirements, they don't go away. This is on top of. And so it will be more onerous for, you know, half of the state's population, essentially, to maintain their eligibility to vote. He also indicated that there are 1,300,000 316,546 married women in the state of Wisconsin. And those women, without a passport, without access to a birth certificate, without access to naturalization papers if they're naturalized, would not be easily registered to vote. They're going to have to go through the hoop of getting a subsequent piece of citizenship proof to make sure that they can register. Now, keep in mind, I don't want to like be running with my hair on fire here. If you're currently registered and you do not move, you're good to go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there are so many people who are transient. You know, think of our military families. Think of, you know, older people who are moving, you know, at their aging and they're moving from one kind of facility to another kind of facility. Think of young people. You know, you live maybe in two different kind of campus housing units. Then you move to your first apartment. You live there a year or two. Then you move to a second place. Maybe you buy a house in a couple of years. At each of those junctures, you'll be forced to go into your clerk's office and present your proof of citizenship. And this is just, you know, and in my mind, it's a means, a way to prevent eligible voters from easily accessing their voice, their vote by, you know, being an eligible and registered voter.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Deb Cronmiller is here from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, and we are talking about the SAVE Act that passed in the House last week. That will still have to move on to the Senate and get approval in the Senate, correct, Deb?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the League of Women Voters, if you go to our website and many other voting rights advocates' websites, you will find information on how to contact, in Wisconsin, our two senators, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, and let them know that we do not think it's a good idea for this to be passed by the Senate. And the Senate has the opportunity to stop this piece of legislation from becoming law. And but the Senate has to hear from members in Wisconsin,
yes,
members in every state of the union, that these additional requirements, this attempt to suppress the vote. This is not what Americans want. We want the access to the ballot.
And the unfortunate truth for some is that there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. None. Wisconsin taxpayers spent over $2 million that we paid to Michael Gableman to hunt down all that fraud after the 2020 election. And what did he find? Oh, wait, zippo. None. Zero. There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Well, and that was the thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that while this is a nonpartisan discussion, in my opinion, because of its effect, this will affect people who voted for Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Jill Stein, Bernie Sanders. It'll affect so many people. We are going to see individuals at the polls in the coming years scratching their head, confused, not knowing what, because like we've said before, not everybody has every minute in the hour to listen to us and talk about these things. So it's important to be informed right now. And that important point to say is if you're registered and you voted, you're good right now. That's good to know.
We're going to continue our conversation with Deb Cronmiller on the other side. We have another listener question for you as well, Deb. And Jack, I see you on the line. Hang on. We'll take you when we return. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Matt Nair on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to a segment from the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie welcomed on Representative Karen DeSanto, who shares her journey from being a circus clown to being a political leader. She also highlights her tenure as executive director of the Boys and Girls Club and its impact on her legislative work.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This half hour, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto. She represents Assembly District 40 out of Baraboo. We've been talking about education, Representative, and I am apoplectic would be a word that we have somehow decided to vilify teachers and believe Robin Voss's lies. Like, I don't get it. He gave an interview about, I don't know, 2 months ago or so, where he said, we've made a generational investment in public schools. No, you didn't. You, Robin Voss, and Scott Walker architected the most massive defunding of public education in Wisconsin's modern history. It's just on both scale and percentage wise. And these improvements that Tony Evers, Governor Evers, has been able to make in partnership with Democrats in the assembly have been simply to staunch the bleed. Now it's going to be even more complicated if Trump is successful in dismantling the Department of Education. It's going to be even more complicated for schools to get the funding they need to support students that voucher schools can turn away and discriminate against, which includes students with individualized education plans. Right. Do you know someone who is on the spectrum, a kid that has special needs? Guess what? They don't have to be accepted to voucher schools. If we voucherize the whole damn thing, who's taking your child or the you love or mentor or see in church or in the grocery store? Who's taking care of that kid? Thank you for bringing this up, Karen, because I don't get it. I do not understand.
I can see it. Right. None of us do. And I love that you are right on the money. There are so many things that I just think the people do not understand what is truly happening. They don't understand that our public schools physically write a check out of their general fund to these private schools to support these kids, that these private education systems don't have the same standards and criteria that our public schools are required to follow. And you're right, especially our kids with individualized learning programs, right? So anybody, sure, they can go to any school they want. They send them that check. And then you know what happens? They don't have a service because they are not required to have a speech pathologist.
Correct.
Or an occupational therapist or a reading specialist.
Nor do they have to take the same testing standards or do the same reporting or come up with a reading and literacy plan for kids that are behind. And so, you know, like you got Doge running around with a bunch of post-pubescent boys that know nothing about government, searching high and low for claimed fraud, waste, and abuse. I got an idea for them. I'll tell you where there's a bunch of leakage of tax dollars that are getting misspent with no accountability and no auditing. Voucher schools. There are no standards. There are very low fiscal accountability. There's no nationalized system of auditing these things. You want to be concerned about ineffective government programs? look at voucher and charter programs.
Follow the money. Follow the money. So here's what I've heard from my constituents that have been, it's hard to have a young person or a child in your family that needs extra help, right? It's hard. It is difficult on parents, especially single parent families. So when these schools come around, they said, hey, you know what? Your son could do a real good job over here at my school. Come over there. Of course, parents are like, thank you. We need that support. We need that respite, right? Then what happens is little Johnny goes over to that school and they don't have the supports that he needs to thrive and to be successful. So they say, oh, mom, I'm so sorry, but Johnny isn't doing well here. He's probably going to have to go back to his other school. But they keep the money.
Right.
So all the money for that child stays with that school. So Johnny goes back to public education, and now they have to, by law, give him the supports that he needs. So now we're running a deficit, and this is what I'm saying. Now we run deficits. All our schools are experiencing that exact scenario.
And it's worse. It's harder in rural school districts.
Absolutely.
Too. It's the bigger your school district. So like Milwaukee, they at least have scale. They can absorb some of that. But you move into those more rural districts, and it's a real hard situation for folks. We got a couple of our loyal listeners. Let's take one of their comments or calls. We've got Ruth from Eau Claire, a new-ish caller. Hello, Ruth. Please say hello to Representative DeSanto. What is your comment or question this afternoon?
Hello to both of you, and I appreciate and the guest. And my daughter says me too, someone who went through special education and really benefited from it. And I certainly want other young parents to benefit from that. I am calling, though, that I'm looking for another voice. I'm looking for, like, the hope, the direction, embracing what we have. I know there's a lot to react to right now, but it's so reactionary, and I'm just...
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry, Ruth, we lost you. Let me give you some hope. Karen DeSanto is now in the Wisconsin Assembly. We have fairer maps. We are going to continue to have fairer maps in the state of Wisconsin because Susan Crawford was just elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have a chance coming up in just a couple years to replace an ideologue on our Supreme Court with someone who will follow the law, that understands we all deserve equal protection under the law. Every day is an opportunity for us to speak up, not just to react, but to advocate for the positive change that we need to see. We have a governor who cares deeply about these issues, who's trying to invest not just more in education, but more in children's mental health. Mm-hmm. Representative DeSanto, with our last minute, what do you say to Ruth out there to give her some hope about moving forward?
Absolutely. And Ruth, thank you. Don't lose hope. All the things Maggie just mentioned are right on fire. We do have a pathway. And one of the first bits of legislation that your Assembly Democrats put forward is the Lowering Cost, Improving Lives package. That includes creating food for all kids, lunches. And I mean, if you pare it down, it's just simple, basic facts, simple, basic needs. Food for all kids, boom, makes a better school day. Expansion of the homestead tax credit, great for families, lower income families. And last, lowering prescription costs for all things so you can get the prescriptions that you need. But that is what our Democrats are doing for our state.
Thank you so much, Representative Karen DeSanto. We're going to take Maryland Senator's comments about Abrigo Garcia next.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Nationwide protests against the Trump administration happening.
This demonstration in Raleigh, North Carolina. This protester in Washington.
What really pushed us to come to D.C. right now is the no due process for people like Kilmar Garcia. It just sets a really, really scary precedent if we can just send anybody we want overseas and not give them any due process.
An emergency Supreme Court ruling puts a temporary stop to the administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. It comes after Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador with a migrant deported to a prison there.
Saying that the president shouldn't be posting information on social media or rattling off information in press conferences. If he has evidence against him, present it in court.
ABC's Selena Wang. Russian attacks continue despite the Easter truce declared by President Putin, says Ukraine's president. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing game one of their playoff series to the Pacers in Indiana, 117-98. Although Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 36 points, the Pacers did a good job from being a playmaker and getting assists. And he didn't get much help from his teammates, Brooke Lopez. Kyle Kuzma had a combined 4 points at the half. Damian Lillard talking for the first time after suffering that blood clot.
It was a little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with ankle or knee, Achilles, calf, whatever it might be. You know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that, you know, like an athlete would. So, you know, I'm thinking that's what I was going into. And then you see you have a blood clot. And obviously that's a thing that can affect your life. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
Baseball, the Brewers and the A's, game two of their 3-game series tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some showers possible in the afternoon and evening, high mid-50s. Still some rain around Monday morning. Mostly cloudy for Monday afternoon, a high in the low 50s.
Currently it's 56.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to a segment from the Todd Albaugh Show, where this week he welcomed on State Senator Sarah Kieski to give us an update on what she's accomplished in her first 3 months in office. Thus far, she's been fighting to proactively ban hedge funds from buying up houses and jacking up the prices, a situation already occurring in Milwaukee.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Zomer's on the board. Many thanks to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich for being our guest last half hour. Cannot wait to get up there next Friday for the draft. And very excited for our next guest as well from a part of the state that I'm familiar with, South Central and Southwest Wisconsin. She is the new freshman state senator for that area. We welcome her back.
Tracked all at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Reese Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew welcomed the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it. Throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a mild but sunny Saturday in Milwaukee, it's the Brewers and the Athletics for Game 2 of this three-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight. Brewers looking to take this series from the A's after winning Game 1 last night by a final score of 5-3. The Brewers and the A's will play today and then Easter Sunday tomorrow afternoon, and then the Brewers head out on a long road trip, their longest of the season. Tonight, the Brewers will send former A's farmhand Chad Patrick to the mound. It'll be Luis Severino, former Yankee and former Met, on the hill for the Athletics. We have more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we come back right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Yes.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field, as the Brewers and A's getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. And Josh Maurer joining me now here on the broadcast. And Josh, Chad Patrick gets the ball. It's his fourth start of 2025, and it's kind of wild to think where the Brewers might be without him. He has been a really big discovery for them to start this season.
It's really incredible that you've got a guy that was almost assuredly ticketed to start the year in AAA were it not for all the injuries that the starting rotation with the big club had suffered. And he's been a revelation for them. He's given up one run in his three starts total. So that has exceeded, I think, anybody's wildest expectations. It's going to be interesting tonight. This is the organization that traded him to the Brewers a couple of years ago in the offseason. And the reason that he's in the Milwaukee org in the first place is because then Oakland, they decided, well, we'd rather have Abraham Toro. So I imagine there's a little bit of revenge on the mind of Chad tonight as he goes up against them here in his fourth big league start.
Yeah, you mentioned him being in the minors to start the year. He was optioned during spring training. That's how unlikely it is that he is doing what he's doing in the month of April for the Crew. Hey, it's been a really good homestand for Christian Yelich.
Yeah, it really has. And he had three RBI last night. Drove in three of the five runs for the Brewers in that victory. And it look, you knew that that was going to come for Christian. He had been 0-for-16 coming into his last at-bat of the game Tuesday night in Lane. Ever since, he has reached in six of his next nine plate appearances.
Celebrating some birthdays for the Crew today as well. Sal Frelick, 25 today. Mike Vassallo's doubling him up in age. We'll talk to Pat Murphy when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a really nice performance out of your club last night, and what an exciting night for Caleb Durbin. It was really fun to see the way the crowd embraced him every time he came to the plate and every time he made a play in the field.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The kid's contagious, his energy and his approach, being diminutive, and he just attracts a lot of attention and plays the game with such passion. But the club played great last night. I mean, there was a lot of good things to take from the game. Their pitcher, Jin, pitched very, very well. And we still stayed relentless and kept scoring runs, and it made it great for us. Freddie was great for five, and we got some good relief performances and was able to hang on at the end.
You know, the thing about Caleb, and we can talk about all the different skill sets that he possesses, but you mentioned it, energy. I think he's a guy that's going to bring energy every single day when he comes to the yard.
Yeah, that's how he got here. You know, like nobody counted on this kid getting to the big leagues, and he's here because of performance. And part of his performance is just those relentless energy. And I think he's a perfect fit. You know, it's Sal Frelick in the infield. It's it's you know, it fits with how we play the game.
Thought it was a, as you said, a great performance from Freddie, especially because the A's just grind out every at bat. You really have to work for every out, and Freddie puts up five scoreless.
I got the A's as a really good team. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do. I respect their team. Their lineup is dangerous. Their pitching staff is very good. We all know what the back end of the pen is like. So, yeah, I respect this team a great deal.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and A's getting set for game two of this three-game series. As the Brewers hand the ball to Chad Patrick tonight, it'll be Luis Severino for the Athletics. And Murph, I want to ask you about Grant Anderson. Every time you're handing him the ball right now, he's being efficient and getting outs for you.
Yeah, another surprise for me. I didn't have him on the club out of spring. I didn't have him reaching the major leagues really any time. I didn't know him very well. Did a little research and then
got it because he was a big backer of Tommy Thompson, a former Republican governor. He was also a big backer of Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin because he didn't really care what side of the aisle you were on. Hey, if you were for putting money into roads to help people from Chicago and Minneapolis get to the Dells, if you were, he was a great conservationist as well and wanted the areas around the Dells preserved for in our state park system, whether it was Devil's Lake or whether it was just recreational areas for camping and hunting. He was all for it because he said it's good for the state. It's good for tourism. And so much of our people in Wisconsin rely on others coming in here for our income. And so I really admire you for again, sponsoring this bipartisan bill to honor the late, great Tom Deal. I appreciate that, Senator.
Yeah, well, no, it sounds like I should be enamored with having my name next to his. That's really lovely.
He was a great guy. He really was. Well, we appreciate your time here. Again, Senator Kieske is going to be in Lodi next, April 28th. Sure.
Yep. So it's a Monday. It's about a week and a half away.
All right.
Not this coming, but the following.
Yeah. All right. One of our great state senators, elected officials, who is actually going out and meeting with the people. Senator Kieske, we appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye
our
now.
Pleasure. Come on back to discuss Republican politics. Why they're calling him Pontius Shimming. I'm not joking around. For Easter weekend, it's the Todd Albaugh Show on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear a bit from the Earl Ingram Show. In the final edition of their feature, In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, Earl's wife calls in and expresses her gratitude for Dr. Omar and his supplement recommendations.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again, and you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Omar is willing to take any questions or comments you may have. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429. Or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Cardi, if people want to be able to now capture all of this great information that we've been able to gather with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, over the last year or so, how can they do that?
Well, Earl, they can always log into civicmedia.us, check out the podcast on that episode by clicking on the Earl Ingram Show, and also check out the YouTube page at Civic Media, click on Earl Ingram, and you'll be able to see every episode from day one until today.
Oh, that's great. That's great news. Let's go to Mark. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. First, a quick question, Earl. On Mondays, is Reggie Jackson your frequent guest?
Yes, he has been.
Okay. The comment I have in terms of health, I just wanted to recommend a book by Jane Roberts called The Way Toward Health. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, when you talk about health, and I was talking to you earlier before we came on the air, and I was saying, you know, I mean, I've cut back a lot on meat, man. I used to be a carnivore, man. They just give me some meat, right? Meat. Give me meat. Meat on the plate. It's got to be meat, you know. And as I've gotten older, my body doesn't agree with meat as much as it once did. And so I was telling you about watching horses and rhinoceroses and elephants and the largest animals, land animals on earth, buffaloes, they don't eat meat. And so when we talk about muscle development, those animals have tremendous muscles and they don't eat meat. And so you are telling me the difference between their bodies and our bodies, and the difference, if you please.
Yeah. So the The horse, well, actually, yeah, it's weird that we see the animal kingdom has animals that have like awesome muscles, but they don't eat meat like the horses. But they have kind of digestive system adaptations. Well, they have this kind of, they can ferment in their colons very efficiently, extract the nutrients from the fibrous plant materials. And also they have continuous grazing activity. They graze for many hours daily and are naturally active, promoting consistent muscle engagement and development. There is also different muscle fiber composition. In us humans, when we go plant-based diet, the challenge is like there is incomplete amino acid profiles in many plant proteins. And it's hard for us to absorb these kind of proteins in the beans, in the seeds and the nuts. And that's why replacing with branched chain amino acids and taking protein shakes for plant-based diet people is important. Okay, so this need to be careful dietary planning, because not everyone can be vegetarian based on I want to be as strong as this athlete who is also vegetarian. You have to calculate it, make sure that you get your proteins, you get your vitamin B12, you have healthy gut, because unfortunately I see many vegetarian human beings live with us that eat many processed foods, thinking that this is healthy and it is not. So meat is not the enemy. Vegetarians is a good and great concept and great way of life. We just have to calculate it perfectly and be realistic. And that's why I love pharmacy, because it gives us the tools to look at the science and help empower people with lifestyle changes, change in their medications and supplements to create better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, as fate would have it, my better half is on the line. She doesn't call, but this is my wife, Allie. You have a question or comment for the doctor?
Of course, a comment. Thank you so much. And Cardi, I love the look on your face when you're looking at that screen like Earl. Yeah. Hi, Dr. Omar.
Hi, Allie. How are you doing?
And I'm limited, I already know. But your, oh my God, your pills, your vitamin B, first of all, off the chain. I mean, it was so perfect. I had those little tremors, and you said vitamin B, and ever since, no problem. Your CoQ10, awesome. Your calcium, you know, okay, I'm old, so I needed everything. And you have it there at your pharmacy. And your knowledge is, wow. I'm just overwhelmed. I should have called you earlier. But thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You know, Dr. Omar is not the end, because you and I will certainly continue to give the life-changing information and knowledge that you provide. I'll continue to tell people about Welltopia Pharmacy. I'll continue to make my treks back and forth to the pharmacy to see you. Until we meet again on the podcast, it's always been great, and it's not so long. It's not goodbye. It's a respite, but we'll be back together soon.
We'll be back. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate
Thank you as well.
Thank you, Allie.
That's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Love you, man. We'll talk soon. All right. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, I'm going to give you a chance to get to know who I really am. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth.
requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.